At a meeting of the nation's governors this week in Providence, Rhode Island, one of the top issues was President Bush's education proposal. Both houses of Congress have agreed with the president's plan to increase testing of students and intervene in failing schools. But state officials are concerned the federal government might step too far into local affairs. They also point out that developing new tests and preparing for them would cost the states more, and some are wondering who will pay the bill. Joining me now are two governors, Republican Jane Swift of Massachusetts and Democrat Ronny Musgrove of Mississippi. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Renee.
Did the governors reach any consensus this week about the impact of the legislation?
I think what the governors did is determine that we're all very much committed to the education reform agenda. In Massachusetts, we've already instituted many testing and accountability programs that would help us to join with the federal government to make sure that we create excellence for all of our children. I think it's where we get to the level of detail that the governors have some disagreements among themselves and even with the White House.
Renee, I believe all governors feel that they've made great strides in schools being better. When you say more accountable, offering a better education for our children, making sure that a child walks out of the 12th grade with the tools to be successful. I don't believe any of us are opposed to being accountable, making sure that our schools are doing well, because that's what we've been doing for years. In fact, in Mississippi, we're already testing every grade from grade 3 through 8. So we're already doing what the president has said. The question comes about, are you testing the same thing in the president's proposal? And two, if you're testing or requiring us to do another test of the children, are we going to have to bear the burden of that test, we being the states, or are you going to help us out with the test that you're saying we ought to be taking and the cost of it? I believe that's a fair question that the states have of the federal government, because in times past, they have asked us to do certain things and then not funded it.
Well, let's explore in a moment the question of who will pay and how it will be paid for. But Governor Swift, you just mentioned, and actually both of you said you've started testing. A lot of parents in Massachusetts have been protesting the tests that and saying test scores are overemphasized. How do you explain to them the need for more tests?
Well, without testing, we wouldn't know which children have been left behind, and we wouldn't be able to adequately target the significant additional resources that we've allocated for additional assistance. We have summer school programs going on all over Massachusetts to enforce and reinforce math and English skills that are critical, as Governor Musgrove said, to their continued academic success and their success after they leave school.
Let's talk for a moment then about the costs. Many governors have raised concerns about the costs, as did Governor Musgrove, for testing students in grades 3 through 8 every year and for training teachers. Staying with you, Governor Swift, for a moment, as a Republican, do you think that the states can afford more costs?
Well, in Massachusetts, we have invested significant resources into education reform, and part of that has been significant resources into our testing program. I think we have one of the best testing programs in the country because we give out the results and the questions from every test every year so that parents and teachers can know exactly what it is we're expecting of them. So we already expend significant resources. It would be nice to get additional state funds. I think the area that the governors are concerned with is how they measure adequate yearly progress, but I think it's more a details question. I think that the direction that President Bush is leading the Congress in is one that's very good for all the school children of the United States.
Renee, though, it goes to the heart of the issue. All of us, and I know I believe that our investment in education is the best investment we can make for our children. We don't need to play semantics here or invest money in an area that doesn't help or benefit children. If we already have extensive testing in the state, why test again? Or is the better thing to do, make sure that our tests are valid tests? And if you're going to ask us to do something else, surely you could help us pay for it instead of putting one more layer of expense on, when what we're trying to do is ensure that what we're teaching is what students need and will, in fact, prepare them for the world. That is what we're trying to do. That's the objective and goal. And when you look at the history of Washington reaching an agreement to pay for 40% of special education 20 years or 25 years ago and still only paying 13 or 14% with the states picking up the overwhelming cost, then what you realize is that that's not an argument about money. It's not an argument about who's funding. It is a statement saying our children are suffering from getting the kind of education they need because we're having to stretch our dollars so far. It's almost impossible to meet the needs of special education, meet the needs of regular education, and to make sure that all of our children are prepared. That's the issue.
Governor Musgrove, let me just ask you, is it fair to have tests that compare the performance of Mississippi students with those in more affluent states?
We're not afraid of doing that. There comes a point in time where we've got to believe that our investment in education is, in fact, paying off. We do not mind being held accountable for that investment. In fact, we prefer it. I believe that parents want that, just people in general want that. I believe teachers want to make sure that what they're doing is, in fact, in the best interest of the children. Certainly, some states have started investing in education long before others did, and so many are catching up in the overall investment. And it's at the worst possible time where you can say, okay, state A or state B, you have to spend more money here, and you're going to have to do it, and we're going to tell you where to spend it. That's not the approach. Plus, the approach shouldn't be that even though you're making progress and even though you're improving, we're going to punish you by taking away money. That's not the right approach, in my opinion. But we also need to make sure that a child in Mississippi, a child in Massachusetts, a child in California, wherever across the state, is in fact being taught what he or she needs to be successful in the world. That's what we talk about in education, where they can get a job, making sure they're productive in society. That's the ultimate question.
Governor Swift, just one 15-second question here. The House version of the bill would require all students to reach proficient levels by the 12th year. Realistic or not?
Well, I think that the problem was with how they designed adequate yearly progress. What we need to do is absolutely get kids to a level of proficiency in a adequate level of time. That's what we're doing in Massachusetts because, as Governor Musgrove said, unless we do that, our kids aren't going to be prepared to compete in the world.
Thank you both for joining us. We've run out of time here. Governors Jane Swift of Massachusetts and Ronnie Musgrove of Mississippi.